the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Miss Shelby. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be on with us. Why don't you...
Thank you. I've sort of been in the limbo ever since I went out with Wayne.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you spoke to each other?
I shouldn't say, probably not since the date. I reached out a bunch of times, and he's actually never responded.
Okay.
Well, there was a one time I called him, and he picked up.
So what did he say when he picked up?
He only said hello, and then he probably realized that it was me because he then quickly hung up.
What? Well, let me ask, why do you even want to go on a date with this guy anymore if he, like, hung up?
Well, the thing is, I really liked him, and I would just like to know what it was that I did wrong. So at least going forward, I have that information.
Right. That's understandable for sure.
Yeah.
Did anything happen on the date that you can think of?
No, we just grabbed food, and then, well, I just wish I had an idea what was bothering him, because I can't even guess at this point.
Okay, well, let's give Wayne a call and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wayne?
Yes, it is.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hey.
Shelby actually contacted us because she's been trying to reach you. Do you have, like, a few minutes to talk to us about that?
Not really. Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Well, let's start with what happened on the date, if you don't mind.
Honestly, I think she's a terrible person, and I really have no desire to see her ever again. So, there's that.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Did she say something mean to you? I mean, was she just...
You know, I told myself I wasn't going to get caught up in her negativity. And I just want to move on with my life. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to move on. So,
is it possible that this just might be a big old misunderstanding?
No, I don't think there was any misunderstanding at all.
Well, I can definitely tell you're upset. Do you mind? Like, maybe you could walk us through it all just to give us a better understanding?
Yeah, I guess I can do that, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with what happened. Like, what has you feeling like she's a terrible person?
Well, you know, at first, you know, we were having a good time on our date, and then she went and made a really, really racist joke.
What?
Yeah, she's absolutely the worst person I've ever met, so I don't think I'm going to get over it, so.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make you more upset, but we actually have Shelby on the line with us. Maybe she can explain it to you?
You know, I knew this was a setup. This is ridiculous. I knew this was going to be a setup.
Wow, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you upset. I don't even know what jokes you're talking about.
So, do you not remember because you make so many racist jokes that you can't remember when you make them, or what?
Whoa, no, I do not make racist jokes. That's why I am so confused.
Really? You don't remember making a really racist Polish joke on our date, or no?
Oh.
Because you did.
Are you serious right now? Do you know that I'm Polish? I was making fun of myself.
Listen, maybe you're okay with that, but as far as I see, you were making a joke on my people, and, like, I just, like, how dare you make a joke like that in front of me and not,
but
and
Wayne,
not think about it.
But Wayne, she's Polish. I mean, clearly she didn't mean to upset you. I mean, I don't know what the joke was, but if...
I mean, I don't care if she is Polish or not, but, I mean, you're siding with the racist. So are you siding with the racist then?
I don't think that she's a racist. I just think that she made a joke. Not exactly the most tasteful one, but can you see that it might be kind of an innocent thing if it was, you know...
No. You're siding with the racist, so...
And, oh, my.
I'm never going to listen to this garbage show again. So,
oh,
goodbye.
Okay. Well, we'll be seeing you. Thank you. Shelby, sorry about that.
I can't believe he is freaking out about a little joke. It was innocent, I promise you. I always make fun of myself.
It seems like he's a little sensitive about those kind of things. I'm not the best advice giver, but maybe next time stay away from Polish jokes.
Yeah, clearly I think I learned my lesson on that one.
You're 106.3.